lived the daughter of a rich old gentleman, and all her father's caring was to wait her to a man. This farmer's son being handsome gained this young lady's heart. He was so close engaged, no reason could them part. And when her father came to know his daughter's foolish mind, he says unto his daughter, be other ways inclined. The springtime that is coming, and the press gang's coming on, and all the father's caring was to press the farmer's son. And when his daughter came to know her father's cruelty, she says unto her own dear self, I soon will follow thee. I'll dress myself in man's attire, and after him I'll go. I'll boldly plough the ocean where the stormy winds do blow. 'Twas on the 1st of August the battle then begun. In the first rank of the battle they placed the farmer's son. A bullet then it pierced his side, I am undone, cried he. And there he lay a-bleeding, he was wounded dreadfully. Soon as the sergeant he did see they had this lad conveyed, the lady she rushed to his side as on the ground he lay. She dressed his wound so tenderly, so bitterly they did smart. Says he, she is like one who was the mistress of my heart. She took some coins from out her purse, they were both large and round. Here's 50 guineas in bright gold to pay for your discharge. She went before the captain and fell upon her knees. She brought her love safe back again over the raging seas. When she got to her father's gate, she kneeled there a while. Her father said unto himself, I see my own dear child. My child, as I've been waiting for these 7 long years or more. Like wife's her love, the farmer's son returned from the war. She said unto her father, I am returned again, and brought with me the farmer's lad I love above all men. Yes, now we have returned again unto fair England's shore. We'll live at home in peace, and we shall never sail no more.